You know, the National Park Service has had quite a year here in Hawaii. On the Big Island, it's been inundated by lava and beset by an assortment of invasive species. With so much active science swirling around, the Park Service decided to try its hand at podcasting. It kicks off a half a dozen episodes this month. Here's a clip from one of those episodes.
20 years ago, the first koki frogs hitched a ride to the islands on some potted plants, then dispersed into the native forests. Because they're prolific breeders, the frogs quickly invaded the ecosystem. Now the park is trying to eradicate the koki, partly because their loud calls have become a big problem for the island's residents.
That was the unmistakable chirp of the frog found in Hawaii's national parks on the Big Island. It's the focus of a podcast by the National Park Service. Spokeswoman Jessica Farrakhan tells us the idea was hatched back in 2017 with a team from the Park Service Colorado Natural Resource Stewardship and Science Division.
You know as well as I do that Hawaii has the dubious distinction of being the endangered species capital of the world. So we had that story to tell and how the parks tackle that. And also, we wanted to get out there. You know, people think of national parks and they think of, you know, the wonderful flat hat and the ranger leading a hike. But there's a whole team of people who are educated, passionate, and committed to saving natural resources like nene or keeping the soundscape silent, you know, trying to prevent the rising tide of the koki frog, trying to keep corals and other things healthy. So these podcasts tell that story through the audio.
And you folks have been battling a number of things, including lava.
Correct. Yes. In fact, when this team came out from Colorado and from Montana State University, we took them out to the lava lake with scientists from the USGS Hawaiian Volcano Observatory, went out to record the sounds of the lava lake, and that was very exciting. That was going to be its own podcast. We also took them out to see lava crossing the coastal plain near the coastline in Hawaii volcanoes. Of course, all of that went away last year when we had all this dramatic eruption and collapsing events happen, and so that story had to change a little bit, but I think that's the underlying theme of these podcasts is that Hawaii is all about change, and the lava that created these islands is also part of the destruction and the creation of them, and without it, we wouldn't have all these other animals and creatures and environments that we talk about in the podcast series.
And you folks have recently battled, I think, little fire ant, too.
Yes, and little fire ants don't make much noise, so they weren't quite the audio draw as, say, the koki frog. But talking about fire ants, that's actually been a pretty good success story here in Hawaii volcanoes. Our team has been diligent about treating the area at steam vents with the different methods that they're using to eradicate them, and I think they're getting close to a full eradication from that area. So that's a great story to tell.
Okay, well, that should be the subject of a podcast.
Yes, it should be. Actually, fire ants were not even, we didn't know we had them in the park back in 2017 when we first started recording these audio stories. And back in 2017, we also only had a handful of koki frogs. Now it's getting more and more prevalent to hear them at nighttime in Hawaii Volcanoes National Park, which is really kind of alarming because we are so accustomed to having this beautiful soundscape, this quiet nighttime area where you can hear, you know, the uwa'u, the Hawaiian petrel, and other natural noises. But to hear that peaceful nighttime shattered from these little noisy frogs is really upsetting.
Well, now you have then just launched this six-part series. Is there a hope that there'll be more?
Yes. So the Colorado team that came out, the Natural Resource Stewardship and Science folks, they really want Hawaii's stories to launch more from around the national parks. It was really easy for them to come to Hawaii because we have so many national parks on Hawaii Island, as well as different stories. Each park has different issues that they are facing, whether it's coral bleaching, you know, off the coast of the Kona Coast at Koloko Honokahau, or success stories like the Koloko fish ponds and the perpetuation of these Hawaiian fish ponds and rock walls that protect them. So there's a great geographical advantage that told some really fascinating cultural and natural resource stories here in Hawaii.
So I guess it's the idea that then folks can tap these podcasts as they plan their trip to Hawaii to learn more about, you know, some of these national parks that they can visit.
Yeah, I think these are for not just visitors, but also our local residents. A lot of people don't realize that maybe, you know, back in the 1950s, Nene, for instance, we were down to 30 birds. And the park started a captive breeding program in the 70s. Now, instead of being down to, you know, 30 birds, there are up to 3,000 Nene statewide and about 250 located in Hawaii Volcanoes National Park. So these stories aren't just for the visitor to the national parks, but they're also for local residents and students as well. These are really great modules for students to listen to.
Well, I think it'd be wonderful. It's a wonderful compliment to, you know, the fourth grade science trip to the Big Island that everybody takes.
Yeah, absolutely. These are going to be helpful in the classroom. And also, if you have a long drive, you know, these episodes are about 10 minutes each. They're fascinating. And the audio on them is very, very well done. You can hear the Nene cooing when Kathleen Misahan, our wildlife biologist, was out at the Inaho section of the park where there's a preserve for Nene. You can hear the calls of the Io or the endangered Hawaiian stilt at Kaloko Honokahau. So the sounds are just, they really tell the story as well as the words from the resource workers who are interviewed for these stories.
So do you have a favorite of this first six?
Well, I can tell you my least favorite, and that's because I live in an area which is riddled with koki frog, and it's a great story. They interview Kim Dillman, our coquistador, we call her, in the park, but it's a little bit anxiety-causing because I live surrounded by koki frog, and when I hear their noises in the daytime listening to the podcast, it sort of creeps me out. But, yeah, they're all really good. I really enjoyed listening to Sally Beavers talk about coral bleaching, and it seems like a hopeless situation, but she really restores the faith that we can address this on an individual level. You know, everybody says think global, act local, but it, you know, some of these conservation stories, you can get a glimmer of hope and act that way and do the right thing and reduce your plastics and your carbon offset. So they're all really great.
Well, is there anything that surprised you when you listened to them?
You know, we close out the series with kind of a lava meditation. We had to change the kind of the story of the lava because there's no more lava. But hearing the roiling freight train sounds of what it was like to be right at the edge of the lava lake at Halema'oma'o in that closed area with the scientists with our respirators on, but just the sound of the lava lake, how noisy it is and how, you know, powerful and hypnotic it is. That was really surprising for me to relive that because it had been, you know, several months since I'd remembered what it sounded like. So that was very surprising. And then how different the lava lake sounds from lava crossing land on the coastal plain. That's part of that lava series also is, you know, a very different sound. You know, you have this hypnotic freight train kind of sound up at the lava lake and then across the coastal plain. It's more of a sizzling snap, crackle, pop of lava moving over rock. So that was kind of a surprise to hear.
Well, I think I was struck as I was watching the coverage of the lava inundation. I remember interviews, you know, with residents who were just saying that, yes, the noise is just mm-hmm. something that was so powerful. It just gets under your skin. It's just amazing, the power of Pele.
Yes, the power of land being born and destroyed on the same, you know, on the same note. It's quite astonishing. People should definitely give it a listen. And these podcasts are on the park website as well as the NPS Nature website as well.
Jessica Farrakhan is the acting regional spokesperson for the National Park Service covering the West Coast and Pacific Islands.